know about it, and to be so to learn about the fear of Gehinnom first, and then learn about the love of Hashem, or no?
I don't know. People do. It's fine. It works for their psyche. Yeah. To me, I don't know. They need to make any sense. Why should they go this way? You won't even be near Gehenna, guys like you.
How hot do you like your hot peppers?
So if you can handle the hot peppers, then the Gehenna's a little hotter than that.
Is there any
me, I can't even handle anything that has pepper period in it. So by me, Gehenna is not that bad.
Is there any source that says that it's a washing machine?
Huh? It's a Hemstick of Vart. You like it? It's a Hemstick of Vart. See, this Litvak knows how to talk about Gehenna in a way that it's positive. You hear?
Litvak.
Yeah, listen carefully. Let me answer your question. You want to know? Okay. Reb Chaim Mivalozhin learns that there's no Shigmas Gehenna.
What?
Okay, so let me explain to you what I mean. What is Gehenna?
I'm illusion. This is not...
Gehenna is not a guy with a pitchfork with devil horns. It's not what it is. The Chaim Elazhin learns that the neshama is dying for Ruchnius. Just like the body needs Gashmius, the neshama needs spiritual fresh air, so to speak. Every Averi you do, you are causing cholesterol to your neshama. Spiritual cholesterol. Spiritual. Klipot. You don't feel it now because you're in the guf and you're trained to feel the guf and not the neshama. Many people, the more they cut their guf away, start feeling their neshama more and more. Some people understand what the neshama is telling them and speaking to them. They're in touch. Why? Because they cut their guf completely away. The more you cut the guf away, the more the neshama stands out, speaks, lives, breathes. Okay. So the minute the body leaves the neshama, separates from the neshama, which means the neshama leaves the body, right? So then the neshama doesn't have the blockage of the body. So what is it? It's breathing its ruchnius, but it has averus. Averus is not letting it breathe. It's suffering. That's the suffering of Gehenna syndrome.
So you have the fire and the flames and the acid.
The fire and the flames, the acid is good for heartburn. It's good if you have heartburn medicine. That's good. That's fire, flames, and acid. Take antacids. Gehenna is, according to Reb Chaim Elazhin, not all this. Now, possibly, to make an analogy for people to understand it, they talk about fire and flames in this. Now, there is a whole Zohar and everything that talks about fires and flames and all that. Okay? But this is how Reb Chaim Elazhin understands it. So that means that just like a guy eats fatty foods, he clogs his physical arteries. If he eats and takes in and consumes Averis, he's clogging his spiritual arteries. And eventually, you know what happens when you clog your arteries? You can't breathe, and you can't move, and you can't this. And that's what happens to the neshama when the guf leaves. It can't breathe. It's infinitely worse.
There's no physicality which gives a cap off of pain or something.
Let me explain to you what the problem is. Once you come to Shamayim, there's no physical feeling. So yeah. When Chazal give you burning
flames,
fire,
it's a mashal.
It's a mashal. It's a mashal. You understand?
Just to say painful, basically, billions of times
it's
over.
It's a different type of painful. It's spiritual painful. It's in currency that you can't understand. The same way a dog can't understand feelings of you know, empathy and anger. It doesn't have those. It you can't feel because it's the neshama. It's not the goof.
A rusher is going to feel the worms and maggots that eat his body. No?
Yeah, okay. So let me ask you a question. The worms and the maggots. Why only worms and maggots? You know, the rush of so much fatty food on him, he's a good meal for a lot more than just the maggots and the, why'd you pick the maggots?
That's how the body decomposes.
Listen to me.
That's for everybody. Why is it just the rush? That's everybody.
No.
It's everybody.
Sadiqim don't
decompose. Okay, so you need to address to me a question, because the truth is, it's a topic which... Address a question, I'll answer it. That would be a better way how to go about this. What is your question? You want to know the size of the maggots? Is that your question?
No. What is Ganem? Is it some people?
I just told you.
Say that it's just embarrassment. Some say it's just a washing machine.
Like, what's wrong if it's a little of both?
No, because look, one of my friends went to Miami and the Chabad guys over there told him that no, Ganem, it's nothing bad. It's just a washing machine, and that pushed him away even further. Oh, it's just a washing machine. So it doesn't matter what I do over here. I'll just go to a washing machine. Everyone goes to a washing machine.
Tell me, the only reason why you do good things in life is because you're afraid of things?
No.
Why'd you do good things in life? Because it's pleasant. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Billion times better, that act.
I don't understand. It's a great one. I'm sitting here and I feel like $1 million teaching you. I feel like $1 million. I don't know what you... Well, why would I talk about maggots? I'm serious. I don't talk about maggots. Well, Matt, go to an Ashkenazi's home and you'll see the suppers they serve and then you'll think about maggots. You guys don't know what this is because you get good food. But go to an Ashkenazi home on a weekday. You'll see what maggots are. That's maggots.
You
huh? That's it? You change your mind about the whole thing?
Once you're in the
but why, seriously, why are you busy with maggots? Why can't you be busy with delicious, sweet tomatoes?
It's cool.
That's good. We learn all the other stuff, but sometimes it's also cool a bit to learn about the
why should you have maggots?
You gotta know, man.
Focus on it. It's okay. Learn.
Wakes you up sometimes.
Am I focusing on it?
When you feel low, this wakes you up?
Would you walk around all day long? I'm gonna die in a
cancer. It's gonna wake up, but you're acting mad because it's so soft compared to when you woke up really wanting to do it. It's like me.
I think we have to bring a guitar and sing with them, make it a little more chasidus, and get all this Gehenna out of their heads.
Which person is
it? It is my Talmud. You're my Talmud. You can see it's my Talmud. Do I talk about Gehenna? Did I ever see the word Gehenna? I don't think I ever said the word Gehenna in my life. I know I don't talk about it. I never said. I know my mom never said the word Gehenna. I never give a speech about it. Never spoke about it. Why talk about Gehenna? What's wrong with my butt? It's great.
Aren't there some people who this really clicks to them? This actually wakes them up. Is that
so
possible?
Good? I don't know. I don't know. You have to know why. I don't know. I don't know. What do you mean it for? I don't know.
There's other sides of people who didn't do it that way.
Okay. I'm not saying it's for everyone.
Everybody has their own thing. Listen, if you like Gehenna stuff, you probably won't be here in the first place. Meaning it's not, this is not a Gehenna yeshiva. There's plenty of yeshivas. In Nevada, they're busy with this stuff. Gehenna, cool. You're dying. Who knows what's going to happen to you? You know, you're nothing. Huh?
What is it called?
Can I tell you what happened to those places? They almost don't exist anymore today. There's maybe one or two yeshivas like that anymore.
Listen, you can't function always on fear. I'm saying it's
back then always. Yeah.
At least have to have something.
You want to be afraid? Be afraid of me. Afraid of me? Are you afraid of me?
Of course, you gotta be. We gotta fear the
wrong. I'm a fearful guy. Okay, so we did maggots. What else is your question about Gehenna? What else
was there? No more. Why would we talk about Gehenna when we're talking about Olam Haba?
You know what the word maggot is? Whenever you want. You know what, git is good.
I don't
want
to bother doing Seder. I'm
always doing Seder. I'm always doing Seder. Why am I not doing Seder? I'm going to call him when I go travel back to Lake.
Maggid, it means what's good.
One big Seder, basically.
Maggid means what's good.
2 or 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
What's good? Git is good.
4 is good or it's not good? Okay. We're going back to. It's not shy. Teaching? We're going teaching? Maridik, no?
Maridik.
But no Gehenna, no Gehenna. Okay, finish. Tell him this is a Gehenna free. This is a Gehenna free yeshiva. Okay, what other questions do you have?
Okay, is there some great Hadushim on the Parsha besides
what I told you yesterday?